truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye.
Hey, Alfred, you want to record this?
Sure.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Okay, you go ahead and record it, and I'll start the show.
Okay.
Tell me when it's going. Okay, everybody. Welcome to Vaccine Free America. This is your hostess, Sally L. Cordy, and my guest this evening is Alfred Lambremont Weber. He has been my guest previously on this program, but he is at the center of the storm in terms of COVID-19 because he has been holding tribunals for health and justice. And he's not a unfamiliar with this territory, and he will give you a preamble in regard to what he has done. But he is a lawyer. He is a judge. He has had extensive experience regarding the environment, and he's recently written a book. And would you tell us the name of the book and where people can buy it, Alfred, if you would? Do you hear me, Alfred? Alfred? Oh, dear. This is not good. Alfred? Huh. Ken? Do you hear me? Does anyone hear me? I don't think he can hear me. Okay. Okay. Anyway, I just got off the phone with Alfred on his program, and it was a very interesting program, let me tell you. I'm looking to see what's going on here, and the sun is in my eyes. I missed it. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, well, is it he who's trying to reach me? I can't see. This is not helpful. Okay, I will just continue the program. Okay, I was just on Alfred's program. He had a panel of people involved in the issue of COVID-19, and a woman by the name of Karen McDonald called in with some extraordinary information. I am going to ask if she will come on my program and speak more about it. We have been Facebook friends for years now, and were it not for Alfred interviewing her, I wouldn't realize what a remarkable woman she is. But everybody on the program had something significant to contribute, and his panels are second to none. I don't know even where he finds these extraordinary humans to participate with their incredible knowledge. But it's always diverse, you know. You're not going to hear the same thing twice from two different people. And I am still being messaged. Oh, dear, this is not good. I can't read it. I can't read, can't see it. Oh, dear. Okay. Is Alfred on with us? I see. Okay, Alfred's back. Do you hear us, Alfred?
Yeah, I can. It was very strange. We became like frozen, and then we had to leave, and we're back.
Okay. Well, we'll start the show over again if that's all right with you. You're listening to Okay. You're listening to Vaccine Free America. I'm your host, Sally L. Cordy, and my guest this evening is Alfred Lambremont Weber, who is returning to our program. And he has recently written a book, which I hope he will speak to us about. And I just got off the phone with him in regard to a panel discussion, of which he has had many. And he is, there it is. Hold it up again, Alfred. Let me read it. It says, I can't read it. The sun is in my eyes.
Yeah, it's Emergence of the Omniverse.
Thank you. Emergence of the Omniverse. And how many books have you written about exopolitics?
This is my third book on the Omniverse. The first book on the Omniverse was in 2014. And in 2014, there were synchronistically three books written on the Omniverse. It was like the co-discovery of the Omniverse by three different books that were written in different parts of the world by people who didn't know each other. And that's what nature does. It just discovers things, you know, it accounts for discoveries at the same time in multiple places. And the Omniverse, we have universe, multiverse, and omniverse. And the universe was discovered in this cycle of time, or documented by the Sumerian astronomers in around 3500 BC. And it was documented as a singularity of time, energy, space, and matter. And that chugged along till 1895, when the American scientist William James coined the term multiverse to account for the totality of parallel universes. We're in one of many parallel universes. And now two Stanford scientists have made an estimate of the number of parallel universes at 10 to the 7th to the 7th. And that number is so large that we don't have a name for it. But if we were to write it out in longhand, the number would be more than 260 million miles long. So that gives you an idea of how many universes there are in the multiverse. And we're only one of them. And it kind of gives you a perspective on our events on our planet here,
I've heard we are all stardust. How does that apply to a multiverse?
Yeah, well, we're all stardust in one galaxy, in one universe, and there are billions of galaxies, and there are billions of stars in one galaxy, in one universe. And we don't even have a name for the number of universes that there are in the multiverse. So that gives an account of the scale of creation and existence. Now, in 2014, then, there were three books that came around, and this is science-based. This isn't belief-based or faith-based. There were three books that came out and documented the existence of the Omniverse as the third major cosmological body after the universe and the multiverse through which humanity can comprehend the cosmos. And the Omniverse equation, you know, like Einstein's equation of E equals mc squared, well, the Omniverse equation is Omniverse equals multiverse, in other words, the totality of all of the universes, plus the spiritual dimensions. And what the spiritual dimensions consist of are the intelligent civilization of souls, plus the spiritual beings, plus source or God. But not as a matter of belief or faith, but rather as through the scientific method. In other words, as proof using uniform protocols and replicable results, which are the essence of the scientific method.
So give me one protocol and results.
Yeah. For example, we have Dr. John Newton, who at the Newton Institute uses what he calls soul memories of the interlife. And the they take humans and take them through hypnotic regression, and under that they take them, while in hypnotic regression, they take them through memories of soul memories, memories at the soul level of events in the interlife, at the soul level, you know, of what occurs when the soul leaves the body, how it goes into the afterlife, what occurs there, what the regularities of the soul life are, et cetera, et cetera. And he has documented over 7,000 cases, and these use uniform protocols, as in the social sciences, and gets replicable results, as in the social sciences, as if he's interviewing people in the social sciences, except he's interviewing soul memories. And from that, he derives statistically valid pictures or recreations of what life is like in the interlife. That's an example.
That's kind of remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, give us more. Can you give us more examples? I'm interested.
Yeah. And here, I'll just read through some of the chapter headings in this book. Let me just go to the now. This is going to get kind of hairy. I mean, you know, I just, for people there. Okay, so here we go. Chapter 5. Near-death experiences, NDEs, as evidence of the afterlife, interlife matrix. Now, there's a whole literature on near-death experiences. And these are experiences that people, typically in hospitals, they can have them, but they can have them at home. They can have them wherever, where they will leave their body and they'll be looking down at their body and they'll have the near-death experience. They'll go up to a tunnel sometimes and they'll meet somebody at the interdimensional portal, and that person, they'll have a conversation with them, and the person will say, well, you're not quite ready to go there, you know, you still have things to do in your life, and they'll turn them back, you know, they'll say, turn them back and say, oh, you still have some children to be born, or et cetera, and they turn them back. And there are some, these have been scientifically verified. There are scientists who study them, and they have been, they have been accounted for, so they're not the result of medication or autohypnosis or sickness delusion, you know, that sort of thing.
Do they remember what they saw when they do come back? Do people?
Oh, yeah. These are very often life-changing and life-transforming events. There's life before the near-death experience, and life after, and they kind of, the near-death experiences sort of give a second lease on life and give purpose to life. I've talked to people who have had near-death experiences, and they went up and they spoke to the person in the afterlife, and the person in the afterlife said, well, you know, it's not quite time for you to leave. You're still going to have two children. And the person came back and, you know, really that became part of their reality. And lo and behold, the person had two daughters, and the two daughters have been a great part of their life. And it's been a very transformative experience. Now, a person, you can say that in the normal medical model, which doesn't recognize the spiritual dimension, which would say that's all part of hysteria or fantasy, they would say, well, that's either medication or hysteria. But if you get into the sources, and we here in chapter 5, for example, we quote even Alexander, MD, we go into deathbed visions, we go into experiences of near-death experiences furnishing evidence of the afterlife in a forensic sense, and conclude that, yes, it's more probably than not, it does furnish evidence. And so as with our first book, this is our third book on the Omniverse. What we do is we establish the sort of level of evidence, which is not beyond the shadow of a doubt. You know, say that you would have to, in order to convict a person of a capital crime, say, but rather beyond, more probably than not. So once you begin to get prima facie evidence or forensic evidence, more probably than not, and you begin in all of these areas, it begins to add up. And suddenly you have a quantum of evidence that it's very difficult for the scientific canon to keep out the multidimensional reality of this. And so now the next book that we're working on this after this is called The Omniversity Reader. And we were just approached by a man who has a lot of connections to academic presses, and will be approaching a lot of the academic presses in order to get that into the academic presses. And that is going to be an anthology of different authors. I'm just trying to give people a context of how this field is growing.
Okay, well, thank you very much for all of that. And I wanted to ask you, we are about to go to a break, but I'll tell the audience what it is I'd like to know next. You have been interviewing for many years people who have been to Mars, and recently you've done several interviews with people who know a lot about Venus. And I was wondering, would you compare and contrast those two planets?
How interesting.
I meant to give you a heads up on this last time you were on, but we never got to it. I was wondering if you might consider doing that when we come back from the break.
Yeah, it is an excellent question.
Okay, well, cool. We're going to be back shortly with Alfred Lambermont Weber, who is also at the center of the storm when it comes to COVID-19, because he... Okay, we'll be right back.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
presidency. That was all prepared on the ships, and I would become director of his extraterrestrial communication project. Now, it so happens that since the year 2000, I have been investigating as part of exopolitics, which a science that was officially founded through my book, Exopolitics, the science of relations among intelligent civilizations in the universe. The intelligent civilizations that exist on our neighboring planets, Mars, and more recently on Venus. And I've been doing that through whistleblowers and witnesses that have been coming forward who have been both on Mars and on Venus. And you can go to our interviews and see them at Exopolitics TV, which is on YouTube. And you can go to newsandsetout.com and exopolitics.com. With regard to Mars, just generally speaking, the biggest difference between Mars and Venus so far is as follows. Historically speaking, we're in a solar system that has been exopolitically tremendously impacted by what we can call Star Wars. There have been two very serious extraterrestrial nuclear wars, planetary nuclear wars that occurred when the last people estimated around 700,000 years in this solar system. One was on a very large planet, a verdant planet like Earth called Tiamat, that is now the asteroid belt. Tiamat was a planet very much like Earth, and it was utterly obliterated in a nuclear war between the Draco reptilian forces and the human forces. And that illustrates what can happen in a planetary nuclear war, and that's something that we don't want to happen here on Earth. And according to the interviews that we have done through in the Law of One, we did it through the actual scribe who took down the channelings from the Law of One, and these were interdimensional soul group that have served as kind of the historians of this. Over 2 billion souls have been transferred from Tiamat to Earth and now are reincarnating here. Around the same time as the interplanetary nuclear war on Tiamat, there was an interplanetary nuclear war, the planetary nuclear war on Mars. Mars was a verdant planet like Earth. This was a peaceful solar system. It was, people went from Earth to Mars to Tiamat, and it was all peaceful in here, and it was a pyramid-based thing. And Cairo means Mars in Egyptian, so we had a very advanced interplanetary society here, and the Draco reptilian human conflict reached this solar system, which began by the Draco reptilian attacks on the human home constellation of Lyra, and which led to the human diaspora to this solar system. Well, the nuclear war on Mars eviscerated Mars as a planet, led to it being a pumpkin-shaped kind of obloid planet with a very thin atmosphere, with no surface vegetation, and with kind of reptiles on the surface, and with the Martian human population, the advanced Martian human population that are our genetic cousins living under the surface of Mars. There are five species of humans that live on Mars. The ones that resemble us most are classified as what we call Martis, Homo Martis Teres, and you can study those more deeply in one of my Omniverse books that's called The Omniverse. The thing about the Mars is that it's principally, although they have been joint international missions to Mars by the Russians and the Americans and the British, it is characterized by a lot of Earth bases there, principally by American Earth bases, although there are some joint bases there. And those bases, I would say, are very tied to the military-industrial complex here. We published at newsinside.com in 2011 some photographs of a slave labor camp, a human Earth-human slave labor camp on Mars. And there are reports of even that there have been pedocriminal colonies on Mars. And that is, some of the children have been taken there because, of course, you know that there have been secret treaties between the U.S. government and the Draco reptilians starting in 1933 with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1948 with Harry S. Truman, 1954 in the Griotta Treaty with Dwight Eisenhower, and then later in the Title IX Treaty with George Bush Sr., George H.W. Bush. And those treaties structurally have led to the U.S. government not only maintaining 175 military bases worldwide, kind of as the proconsuls of the Dracos on the planet, implementing the draconian agenda for we human souls and human bodies that we call the human community. Namely, what is the draconian agenda? War, disease, crime, and poverty. War, World War I, World War II, trying to do World War III. Disease, the pandemic. That's the draconian agenda. Crime, yeah. They're organized crime and poverty. They keep us in poverty. We can't, you know, get our cosmic abundance going. As part of that, you know, up to 200,000 children disappear a year in the United States alone because we've had whistleblowers in the U.S. at U.S. military bases have come forward and told us that at U.S. military bases, they have to deliver crates of infant food, a baby meat, to the Draco reptilians on a regular schedule that go to their bases out in the solar system, as well as to the underground military bases, Area 51, Dulce. Here in Chapter 9 of Emergence of the Omniverse, you'll talk about the secret extraterrestrial treaties. We talk about the exopolitical drivers of soul extraction, soul hybridization, soul commerce, and pedocriminal networks. That's what the current state is. So that Mars has become sort of a base of the matrix within the context of those secret treaties. By contrast, Venus the planet Venus, and I want to acknowledge here Venus contactee and author and Venus visitor, Raymond Keller, who's written 4 books on Venus, and Robert Potter, Venus and Pleiadian contactee. We've done a number of interviews with him, with them, and we're doing another interview on June 6th on Raymond's 4th book, which details his 6-week visit to Venus. And he has another book coming out after that. Raymond Keller is a university professor. And Venus is very much different from Mars. Venus exists at a higher frequency and would be up in what we call the 4th-5th density. There are no Earth government bases on Venus. None. It is untainted, and it exists in a dimension of truth and love and beauty. And if you look at the photographs of Venus cities, they're very futuristic and high-tech. And there are many Venusians that have come to live here and visit on Earth. Valiant Thor was a contactee who came during the Eisenhower era, was in the Pentagon. It's said that Nikola Tesla was a Venusian who came here to bring a next, really lay the foundation for free energy and quantum access, although that was infiltrated by the reptilian agenda, such that the time travel and teleportation, which was based on Tesla's work, was taken over by the reptilian agenda and controlled by now, so that the time travel technology is used by what I call the chronogarchy, or the secret time travel government, where they monitor time and they monitor the future leaders like George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump were all identified as future U.S. presidents in 1971, and they are groomed as future U.S. presidents. And that's why, even though they come as Democrats or Republicans running from the left or the right, governing from the left or the right, the basic policy doesn't change. It's a draconian policy of war, disease, crime, and poverty. One example is currently you have the Mar-a-Lago, no? Mar-a-Lago. I spent my family, after leaving Cuba and going to Africa and everything, ended up in the Palm Beach area, West Palm Beach area, and so I used to spend some time in Lake Worth and in Palm Beach during holidays, and I was sailing there in Lake Worth when President John F. Kennedy came by in the Honey Fitz and waved at me from the back of the Honey Fitz and stuff. So I know my way around there. And Mar-a-Lago was given by Marjorie Meriwether Post. It was her family's heritage house worth $150 million. And that was given to the Department of Interior as a second White House way back when, to the nation, institutionally to the nation, not as a private building. And yet, because the DARPA CIA private time travel, the DARPA CIA time travel pre-identification unit had pre-identified Donald Trump as a future U.S. president. They decided to groom him in a certain pattern and to provide him a base of operations of Mar-a-Lago, you know, where he would have this stage to operate as kind of a Daddy Warbucks figure. So the Department of Interior was persuaded by the CIA to give it to Donald Trump through the back door for $6 million. Now, $6 million is what a house is worth in any, you know, in any urban area. It's most houses here in Vancouver are worth $6 million in the main urban areas. And that was a clear violation of the terms of donation of the Marjorie Meriwether Post donation to the Department of Interior as a donation for the second White House. But that is an example of what the Chronogarchy does. They create these individuals and then they bring them to the public with a lot of spin. And that's what the Chronogarchy does. Now, the Chronogarchy time traveled my book, Exopolitics, from the year in which it was published, 2005, back to 1971, where it was witnessed by U.S. chrononaut Andrew D. Bisciaglia. And the only reason I know that is that Andy decided to go public. And we met around the year 2000 and told me all of this. But we then put two and two together because, as I mentioned, in 1971, I was general counsel of the Environmental Protection Administration in New York. And in 1971, I was asked to give a lecture to a group, and that group turned out to be the CIA and DARPA time travel project. I thought I was lecturing to a private group, but it was 50 CIA and DARPA people who had my book in 1971, and they wanted to see what I looked like then, that I would publish a book that would come as a soft cover in 2005, and I would be revealing all of this in 2020. That's what the Chronogarchy does. So there are all of these hidden factors. There are all of these hidden factors going on. Why do I mention that? There are no Earth or Matrix. The Chronogarchy is part of the Matrix. The Chronogarchy, that time travel and teleportation, is very much integrated into Mars and the moon bases. It's not integrated into Venus. Venus is up at the fifth dimension. It's part of love. When, with Valiant Thor, President Dwight Eisenhower had the decision point, and they said to him, look, we can give you here on Earth a very beautiful society, but you have to get rid of nuclear weapons, which are the reptilian agenda, okay? This was right before the Bravo test, the first hydrogen bombs in the South Pacific, okay? For whatever reason, Dwight Eisenhower did not have the wherewithal to say no to the hydrogen bomb and say yes to the upper dimensional ethical humans, the Venusians. And move with that. So the Venusians come here. There are many Venusians here on the planet. Raymond Keller and Robert Potter are organizing a conference in Mount Shasta at the end of August 2020. Robert Potter is organizing it. Raymond Keller will be speaking there. There will be Venusians speaking there. I've been asked to speak there. I'm going to do it remotely. And Venus is like the older sibling to the Earth humans, trying to get them the mind into the higher frequency, out of war, disease, crime, and poverty, out of duality consciousness that I win, you lose. Because the false flag plandemic that we're in now is part of the reptilian agenda of war, disease, crime, and poverty. It comes straight out of the Mars playbook, out of the reptilian playbook in the secret treaties, exopolitically. And then you have all of the people in the political establishment, in the medical establishment, in the media establishment that have reptilian souls in human bodies. They don't have human souls, so they're playing the reptilian game. And you have the confused public that doesn't know. So we, in the multidimensional community, are attempting now to bring this message that, hey, we, the multidimensionals, have landed. We have the Venusians here. We have the Regional Galactic Governance Council, the Pleiadians, the Alpha Centaurians, the Sirians. They decloaked their ships over New York on October 13th, 2010. They want to come in and clean up the environment. All that you're going through now is just a big holographic falsehood, as was not 9/11, as was the assassination of John Kennedy. You know, wake up with us. It makes it very difficult now because, in some sense, medical emergency laws, you know, they get people worried because it's about death, life and death. But those of us who have public health training can attempt to speak out to you. Those of us who have exopolitical training can attempt to speak out to you as well. So we're very grateful for this opportunity that Sally L. Cordy has given to us to explain the difference between Mars, the matrix planet, and Venus, the love planet, and how you can really choose. You can choose more of the matrix, you can choose love, and you can just step out of. This is what the subtitle of Emergence of the Omniverse is. Universe, Multiverse, Omniverse. Accessing spiritual freedom in the omniverse on New Earth by letting go of the transhumanist agenda, artificial intelligence singularity, and false afterlife, intralife, reincarnation matrix. You know, what do I do about the pandemic, about COVID-19? I take C60Evo.com. C60Evo.com has, it's 172 times more powerful an antioxidant than vitamin C. I take a teaspoon of it every day. And vitamin C intravenous therapy is one of the recommended things. And C60 is also used as an antiviral against HIV. So that's prophylaxis. So you have to now, in these times, just wade through all of the memes and the propaganda of the reptilian and matrix programming and get down to the truth. Over to you, Sally.
That was immense. I'm going to ask you, because I've heard you mention him so many times, who is Valiant Thor?
Well, Valiant Thor, like Nikola Tesla, was a Venusian that was deployed here to Earth to help elevate the fabric of Earth, and was during the Eisenhower years and spent time at the Pentagon. See, Venusians are humans like us. And so he he was able to manipulate his frequency in his human body to walk around, to meet with Eisenhower. He was up.
We'll be right back with Alfred Lambremont Weber. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time we open up our eyes and our hearts. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Hi there. Welcome back to Vaccine Free America. I'm your host, Sally Olcordy, and we only have a few minutes left with Alfred Lambremont Weber, but he has been conducting tribunals for health and justice, and I would like him to report to you about what has transpired.
Yes, I just want to say this, and I know that we have just a few minutes, but this is in the same line that we in the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal were able to bring George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, Donald H. Rumsfeld, and the United States government for the war crimes against humanity, and genocide in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo, Cuba, and the government of Israel for similar genocide crimes against humanity in Palestine from 1948 forward. And then in the 9/11 War Crimes Tribunal, another natural and common law tribunal, which we were a judge on, bring the perpetrators of the 9/11 false flag, which led to the war on terror, bring that culpability out under natural law. We have now formed the Natural and Common Law Tribunal for Public Health and Justice, and together with a colleague in the UK. And our intent, which we have announced, is to conduct war crimes trials for crimes against humanity and for genocide against the perpetrators of this false flag pandemic. And we'll be calling witnesses, it'll all be public online, of course, with all of the evidence, and we'll be issuing judgments and verdicts. Now, people say, well, what's going to happen? Well, out of our Kuala Lumpur verdict, for example, Prime Minister Tony Blair went to South Africa, and Archbishop Tutu asked the South African prosecutors to arrest and prosecute Prime Minister Tony Blair. Blair had to flee South Africa. And George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, and Donald A. Rumsfeld cannot leave the United States for fear of arrest. They are protected by the CIA and the Matrix government inside the U.S. If they leave the U.S., they're going to be arrested under our verdicts at the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal, so that the verdicts of tribunals of conscience under natural and common law do apply and are carried out. And you can go to our Tribunal for Public Health and Justice at peaceinspace.org. Thank you, peaceinspace.org.
The Second Amendment, your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.